It's the capital.
Of what? Mexico?
Just Alberta.
Kidding. Here we go. Hey everyone, you are watching and listening to the Ultra Perform Show, the show about performing your best in business and life, where we find celebrities, experts, authors from around the world to share with you what they've learned through their experiences and what they have for you. Today we are speaking to Jamie Smith. She has two names, so it gets confusing sometimes, but Jamie Smith, and she is the author of Sacred Sex, Sacred Life, 13 Secrets of Tantra, and she's coming live to us from Alberta. Isn't that great? Thank you for being on air with us today, Jamie. How's it going?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. It's been a good packed day. I'm sure after the show I'm going to be exhausted, so I need to know how to keep my energy up. But I know you're going to share that with us today, right?
Yeah.
Great. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you get to here? What's your experience been like to get to this point?
I've had many life experiences. I started out as a lab tech when I finished high school, and so I took training, and also I was a lifeguard, so that was my part-time job. And
great.
And then I got ill myself after my second child, and I went into a holistic place and had she worked on me energetically. And that was really awesome. And then we, after two more children, we moved down to Calgary, Alberta, and I took up massage therapy. And because I saw what I saw in the hospital working as a lab was so many people either got more ill or they end up dying, which there was no need for that. And so I figured there had to be a better way to help people. And massage is attracted me, and so that's why I got into massage, and I've been doing massage for 30 years, plus taking many other modalities, and just keep increasing my knowledge base over the years, and I've learned a lot. That's how emotions affect our bodies, and if we don't want to look at it, or we stuff it, or however we do with the emotions, it rules, and it plays with on a cellular level. So
you're saying your emotions affect your body on a cellular level.
Yes. So what our emotions do is it sets up a chemical formula that if you repeat that same thought over and over and over again, it creates this protein chain, and it will then create a receptor site on our cells, and then it will affect, and so the proteins that we need in our body can't hook on because the emotional protein chain is taking its place. And so if we have a recurring thought, how much you don't like yourself, or whatever that thought is, I'm not worthy, I'm broke, I don't feel good, any emotion will set that up, and it sits on there. So I know that the emotional, all our dis-ease, D-I-S hyphen ease, because our body is not at ease anymore, creates this, and it comes from the cellular level.
Interesting. Now I understand that. Why is it you think that it's so hard sometimes to have people actually believe that and live that, to be positive anyway, and realize how much it affects their body?
Well, I think because we were never taught that way, you know, and a lot of nowadays it's technology, and we get brainwashed.
Yeah,
we get brainwashed so much.
We get brainwashed?
They get brainwashed because they're addicted to their devices. And in my generation, so we were addicted to more alcohol and smoking and TV. So there were still other devices and drugs that can, distract us. We want distraction. And we don't want to look within, and people don't want to change. They feel it's too hard to change. And we don't get the correct information, and we're not educated.
Mm.
And you can tell people, but that doesn't mean they're listening or they hear you. They might listen, but they don't hear, or they think it doesn't apply to them.
Interesting. So your book is The Sacred Sex, Sacred Life, 13 Secrets of Tantra. Could you share with us what Tantra is for the people that don't know what it is?
Well, Tantra means Tan is remember.
Well, you can tell us how it is.
Means weaving together.
Okay.
Two different elements. So we're weaving together the masculine and the feminine, or if it was like the two metals in your thermostat where people don't have that. But in any thermostat control, there's two metals, and one will expand, click on, and click off. It's the same kind of deal with, you know, we have two different energies, and they weave together to work in complement with each other.
Mm. That's great. Sounds like fun, too.
It can be fun, yes.
So we were talking about different ways to increase your energy. And it sounds like beforehand we talk about the show before we start the show. Sounds like you've done a lot of work with that to get ready for the show too. Is that what can you share with us to help us increase our energy?
I think a quick number one is hydration. We need good water.
Hmm.
So our bodies are made up of 70 to 80% water, and our cells need water. So when I work on people doing massage and stuff, I use the analogy of steak and beef jerky. So when you don't have water in your muscles, in your body, your muscles turn into beef jerky.
Mm.
It's stringy, you can't move it, it's tough. So I would rather have a nice juicy steak that's plump and it's got lots of juice in, and you know, it's pliable and you can fold it, and you know, it's good tasting. So that's what hydration is about. It's keeping our body so it doesn't dry up, look like a prune or be a beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're dehydrated, we get tired. That's number one. You'll know if you're dehydrated, you start yawning a lot. You didn't drink enough. And I learned the value of drinking water when I lived in China.
Mm.
That was the big thing. Because if you didn't drink water, you got really, really sick. And even one of the co-workers that we had, her husband was there, and only would drink beer. And because he was so dehydrated, he died at 42.
He only drank beer, huh?
He only drank beer.
It's wild.
You can't live on beer.
I can imagine doing that for a day.
And so I drink 9.5 alkaline water, Kangen water, just to keep my body more alkaline than acidic,
mm-hmm.
which gives us energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the morning I drink hot water with lemon, honey, unpasteurized honey, and some ginger.
Mm-hmm.
And I drink 2 cups as soon as I wake up in the morning. So that gets my body. Wake up, it's a good detox to get rid of the toxins that you built up in the night, and it puts you into alkaline state, starts putting you there.
Hmm.
So that's the first thing I put down.
Great. What does the lemon do for you?
Well, the lemon is will make your body, it goes into your stomach, and it says, oh, it's acid, and so we need to pump in alkaline. So, because your stomach creates the acid or the alkaline state of your body. That's where it starts, is in the stomach. So lemon is the best thing to turn your, get your blood start into alkaline. So that's why lemon is really important.
Great. Yeah, I've been doing that. I try to do it as often as I can. As I can, I don't make it as a priority if I have a bottle of water, and I do drink alkaline water too. I definitely notice the difference. So what else do you have on that list of yours?
I put another one is nourishing food.
Nourishing food?
So, nourishing food.
Oh,
make
nourishing
sure
food.
We feed our bodies with good vitamins and nutrients and good food in there. So I'll give you an example. The last client I had just before the show, well, his teeth are falling out. And just everything is falling apart in his mouth. But he eats a diet of high sugar, pop, lots of coffee, very high acidic. He doesn't do good dental care, hygiene in his mouth. So his body is falling apart, aches and pains, everything's hurting. So, but he won't eat salads, he won't eat greens, he won't eat vegetables or fruit. So we need good foods with fiber, raw foods if we can. I eat a lot of greens, a little bit of meat because I'm a blood type O, so I need to have some animal protein, otherwise my body doesn't do well.
Yeah, me, I'm that way too. I've tried to be a vegetarian a few times, and I'm like, I'm dying.
It doesn't work well for me.
And then I was told a few times it was my blood type was like that.
Yeah. So I'm a blood type O, because I worked in the lab, so I know
about
that. And I add fiber, so I can get the omega-3, so I eat ground flax seeds, about 2 tablespoons a day. So I get my omega-3s, and I get the fiber, so my digestion works really well, and it helps push things through. I just find that awesome.
Great.
It's one of the fiber. We need fiber, and we need to have some fat. Otherwise, we can't metabolize a lot of our vitamins in our body. So we need to have some good, healthy fat. Coconut oil, olive oil, avocado oil, butter.
Butter's good.
Butter, not margarine, but butter.
I thought butter was bad for you.
No, it's a fat
sometimes
that our body can digest.
Sometimes I play devil's advocate. I eat butter myself, no margarine, of course. But I want to hear what you have to say and share with them.
Yeah, so I know when I'm lacking oil because I feel like I need to put butter on something. So that's my body way of telling me that I'm not getting enough oil, because I don't eat bread and I don't eat wheat and I don't eat gluten and I stay away from GMOs, anything that has GMO product.
Yeah, I always tell people to eat organic, natural if you can't find it organic, but there's a lot of options here anyway in the U.S. for, inexpensive places to get organic, like Trader Joe's or Sprouts, or you can find, or co-ops. So you can find it now a lot easier than you could years ago. I mean, just a few years, 5 years ago, right? But there are alternatives to buying it conventionally grown.
Yeah, there's farmers markets and stuff we have here, especially in the summertime. We don't have a lot of, we don't have Trader Joe's, and we don't have Whole Foods, and we don't have that. But our grocery stores, some of them are getting better at having more products that are gluten-free, and, there's organic, all those, they're coming.
Yeah, good.
I was even they had some organic and stuff, and that's the first time I've seen. They even had a gluten-free bread that was a sourdough. I've never seen that before, and it was good. Mm. That was very tasty.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that one.
We have a ton of gluten-free options all the time here. I even have a, where I live in downtown Salt Lake, where the studio is too, is a house, just one house away from me is a donut shop now. They just opened like a month and a half ago, and they're vegan. So they don't have gluten at all. And the donuts are delicious. I sometimes have to fight myself. I'm like, don't go over there. Don't go over there. Not because it's bad, but I want to eat a healthy diet and not have a lot of sweets in it. And it's still a sweet. You know, it's still sugar and not good for the muscles and stuff. But
yeah.
There's a lot. We have a lot of gluten-free options here now.
That's good. And another thing that I try and tell people is, you know, 1 teaspoon of sugar lowers your immune system 8 hours.
Hmm. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. So that's what I put down, like, for nourishing food. Something that sustains you, something that, you know, I make a lot of bone broth soups, and I've now learned that if I add apple cider vinegar to the bone broth soup when I'm making the broth, it pulls out more of the minerals out of the bowl.
Great.
And that's a good source of mineral intake for you that your body can absorb really well.
Great. And I've been taking occasionally a little shot of apple cider vinegar. Just to do it. But I totally feel a difference after I do. If I'm having a stomach issue or something, I totally feel the... Maybe I'm in so much pain from the taste, but it's so good, too. You can feel it, right?
Well, because it's acid, it's going to change your body into alkaline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same principle.
Yeah.
And the lemon.
And, of course, you can mix it with water or drink water right after, but... You can do a few other ways of taking it instead of just shooting it like that.
Well, shot glass is always good, right?
Yeah.
Shot
of something. Shot. Yeah, there you go. I don't feel good. I feel great.
Yeah, there you go. I put another thing that with the food, especially, that when, before I eat it, I bless it.
Hmm.
I bless my food. I bless all those... who partake in it, who prepared it, and in preparing, I mean those who planted the seeds, who grew it, who harvested, from all the ones getting it to the store. All those people need to be blessed so this food can be blessed in the best for my body. And so it can nurture it, and it's loving. So it's just a blessing for the food. So that's what I put down. And that's another way to really increase, you can bless your water too, and it helps.
Yeah, it does.
On my water jug, I put, you know, if you know Dr. Emoto,
yep,
you heard of him? Yeah, so he, you know, put love, gratitude, peace. I mean, you can put what you want on your water jugs, and that changes the vibration of your water.
Yeah,
that's another good way to do that.
All my jugs have labels from different stores that have something on it, so that's always good. For sure.
Another thing that increases your energy is being out in nature. So in Japan, they call it a nature bath.
Mm.
So when I was in Japan, there's lots of parks, and you go into the parks and you walk through the trees, and it was awesome. And when I was in Mexico, they had sort of like a jungle. And just walking in through those trees and all the greenery, and green is really helpful for the eye.
Mm.
It's a nature bath, and that you get all the protons and electrons and stuff from the plants that it's giving you, and it nurtures your body.
Great.
And nature bath is also sunshine, meaning sunshine.
Mm.
We need the vitamin D from the sun, and the electromagnetic protons from the sun. Our bodies can't function without it. So the sunscreen that we put on is not good. All the chemicals go into our skin, and also the need that sun for our well-being. There's no other way we can do it.
Is there?
If you don't, you get depressed, and then you need vitamin D.
Yeah, is there any way, any natural sunscreen that they could use, or what would you suggest?
Well, you can wear a hat, you can wear some, they do have some clothes now that have a sunscreen in it, in the clothes that you can wear. I just go out, but I tan fairly easy, so I just take it slow, and I keep building it up. That's how I do it. Anything, I'm so allergic to most chemicals that they put in these things. Like, I can't tolerate anything with propylene glycol in it, which is any kind of a gel. They put that a lot in our food. And then balsam of Peru, which is a natural ingredient, and I can't wear that either. So I'm pretty much hooped for anything like that. So my body is fine as long as I don't put in bombarded with chemicals.
Great.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it did. It did answer my question. I was just thinking about making a joke that you won't be going sunbathing today because you shared earlier how cold it was there.
No, I don't sunbathe here.
Yeah.
But I have to take, because we're in Alberta and we have lots of sunshine, but because it's so cold, when we only expose just a little bit, maybe our face, it's not enough to get vitamin D.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of depression. We have a lot of people who get sick. And our vitamin D you need vitamin D for about 2,500 different processes in the body.
That's a lot of processes. Yeah.
And if we don't have enough vitamin D, it can't function properly. And people who do get depressed, I'm saying, are you taking your vitamin D? And so I've increased, and I also have a environmental doctor that I study with here, and he does all these studies, research and studies in vitamin D. So you need, up in Canada or in Alberta especially, we need around 7,000 units, international units a day.
It's a lot.
That's just to bring us up to normal.
Sure.
Medium.
Not even
anything over.
Do you know what kind of foods you could eat that would help you with that?
Vitamin D?
Yeah.
Fish oils. Fish oils. A good quality fish oil. Cod. If you can, but the seeds are kind of polluted, so it's really,
everything's polluted.
I know everything's polluted. So vitamin D that way, and I take, I usually get the liquid drop. And the source is fish oil. And because I know it absorbs into the body faster.
That's great. So do you have anything else on that list on how to increase energy?
Oh, yes.
Great.
Those are the ones. So another one I have is exercise.
Exercise.
That's probably one you would like. Exercise. So you probably know exercise increases your endorphins. It helps get rid of toxins when we sweat out of the body.
Yep.
So every time we sweat, we lose about 90% of the toxins that we've accumulated. So we want to keep eliminating toxins. Exercise, of course, is good for our muscles to keep us strong, and when we're strong, then we tend to stay slimmer, and we don't accumulate the body fat, and when we accumulate body fat stores toxins.
Yeah, and we tend not to be lazy either. That's why we're strong. We're like, yeah, I can take the garbage out. Yeah, I can go for a walk. When you're not in shape, I've noticed, I don't want to.
And exercise also gives you that high. It does increases the endorphins, and it releases a lot of chemicals in your brain, you know, that you need to function.
Yep.
And give you drive, and you know you need that dopamine rush to get the testosterone going, so we can have some drive.
Yep. Absolutely.
And so even we don't have to exercise for hours a day. I do, Sturbion's trainer, he's a Canadian, but he lives down in Denver now. And I'm just putting a plug in for him. I follow it. It's called 6 Minutes to Skinny. So that's what it is. It's a high intent for 6 minutes. That's it.
Wow.
5 days a week. And my daughter, I convinced her that maybe she should do it because she put on a lot of weight. And in 1 year, just by doing the 6 minutes a day, she's lost over 30 pounds.
Wow, that's awesome. That's great.
And so when I travel, it's just body weight. And, you know, you're doing your push-ups, I just do different ones every day. And I can increase when I get better. Then if I feel like it, I'll do 10 minutes a day. And today I did, you know, 15. But that's not very much.
But you do it.
But I do it, and I do it every day. Even on days I don't want to. It's like, oh, I can do 6 minutes.
Yeah,
and
that's true. That's a good point.
And I have one, he's a friend and a client. He's 350 pounds. And he just does the 2 minute warm-up. But he's losing weight. He has more energy. And just by doing that, he's done other things, but it's helped him. So when we go on trips together and stuff, he can climb stairs and he can keep up with me. Otherwise, he can't keep up with me very well.
Why do you think that we get so lethargic to get to that point, to gain a lot of weight, to weigh 350 pounds, to go, for someone to barely do 2 minutes? And I've been there, but not to that degree. Like, there's times I don't want to work out. Sometimes I make myself, and I mean, most of the time, obviously, I make myself, but sometimes I don't. Why do you think as humans that we get to a certain point? I mean, not besides death, right? Obviously, you get to death and then it's over. But why do you think people get to the point that they don't do anything, or it's hard for them to do 2 minutes?
We don't deal with our emotions.
Mm.
So we can stuff, and you look at, this is how I look at it. You look at men with the big beer belly, you know, it's all there. They don't know how to deal, they're not taught how to deal with emotions. So what do? You stuff it. It's got to go somewhere, and usually goes into our gut. You know, our large intestine is a holding tank, and it is, you know, we don't want to let go. So you get diarrhea, you know, you have constipation, you don't want to let go, and you just, all those emotions get stuck. You put it into your body. You'll put it somewhere. You had heartbreak, so it goes into your heart. Broken hearted.
Mm-hmm.
Heart attacks.
I've had a lot of that.
But that's, you know, we that's what we do with our emotions. You know, in between the shoulder blades. That's a great place to, like, putting dirt under the rug, but let's not put it in a dustpan and throw it out. We'll just lift up the rug, tuck it underneath, and the pile gets bigger and bigger, and you don't want to deal with it.
Mm.
So that's my take on why we just don't want to deal with stuff. And humans are lazy. And we've created a society now with all these energy, you know, to save us time and stuff, dishwashers and all these devices. Well, our bodies are meant to move, and now we've created couch potato.
Yeah, true.
And true. We don't want to deal with stuff, so I'll just go into the imagination and watch TV or whatever, and I don't want to deal. It's the easiest way to escape.
Yeah, you can. I watch TV on my phone all the time. Now it doesn't leave me wherever I go. It's there.
But that's an addiction. And we get addicted to anything. We can get addicted to sex. We can get addicted to drugs. We can get addicted to sugar. Sugar is highly addictive.
Yes.
It's worse than cocaine and heroin.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It lights up the same part in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
People don't even realize that.
Yep.
And even in cigarettes, they put sugar in it, so you get addicted to the sugar.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all that, Jamie. That's all the time we have. That was a half hour. Can you believe it?
That was fast.
I know. It went by fast, right? Because you had so much good information, really. And thank you so much for doing that, having all that. If they wanted to find your book, Sacred Sex, Sacred Life, 13 Secrets of Tantra, how would they find it? Well, they can see it there. Can you hold that up for a little longer so our viewers will get a chance to really see it, and then let us know where we can get that.
Okay, so you can get it on my website, secretsoftantra.com, and you can email me at bodyconnection@gmail.com, and I can send that to you if you want the book.
Great. And we'll post that on the when we post this, it'll be on our videos, on the description stuff. So you can find it there. If you're watching this, you can click on it or just copy and paste. And if they were, you said something, you've said a few times that you work with clients. If they were interested in working with you or finding out more, how would they get a hold of you?
The same way. Email probably is the best way.
And what was that email again?
It's bodyconnections@gmail.com.
Great. bodyconnections@gmail.com.
Yes. I check it several times a day, and then if you have questions and stuff, I can answer you. And I like to make sure that, you know what you're getting, and if you have something specific in mind, that we can work on that.
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much for being on, Jamie. Was there anything else you wanted to say? Just make sure I didn't cut you off there.
No, it was great talking to you, and I hope, I don't know if they were really rituals, but they were some things that we really need.
Oh, they're great.
I think it's four main things in our life, for sure.
And it's great. It's great points for people to do to take care of themselves, take care of their life, have more energy in their life so they can achieve what they want to.
Yeah. And I will be doing, I'm in the process of making this into a little ebook for people.
Great. That's great. So thank you again for being on. Keep your eyes and ears open for the Alta Perform Show, Performing Your Best, where we find experts, celebrities, authors from around the world to share with you what they've learned and what their expertise is in. Tomorrow, we have Bill, and Bill will be in the studio tomorrow, and he is an Olympian, so he'll share about that. See you guys later. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Bill.